For our reality check segment today, Honolulu Civil Beat has a story about how lawmakers are eyeing a tax on tourists to help advance our green goals here in Hawaii. Politics and opinion editor Chad Blair joins us this morning. Hi, Chad.
Good morning, Catherine, and Aloha Friday.
Aloha Friday. I'm so glad this week's come to an end.
Me too.
So this story today by Kevin Dayton. Tourist
Yeah,
tax.
Kevin... this is it's interesting that we were just listening to Jason talking with tourism officials about, you know, what they're planning. But, I mean, think about it. In December last month, there was a 75% drop, right, in visitors coming to Hawaii. That's enormous because that's just about the busiest, usually the busiest month of the year for tourism. So that's a huge chunk of revenue, GET, TAT, other spending that's going to be lost. So here we are with a bill coming from some pretty important people in the state house saying, oh, well, guess what? We're going to try and add new fees anytime that a tourist, or frankly, a local as well, rents ground transportation. And that means, you know, whether it's a moped or a minibus or a bus or a van, certainly rental cars in general. The idea behind this bill, House Bill 433, is, of course, to get more revenue to the state, not only because the state is facing a huge budget deficit, at least $1.4 billion in the current fiscal year. But could you also set aside this money to mitigate against climate change? And that's what the bill calls for, putting some of this money aside to, who knows, maybe deal with repairing roads, moving roads more inland in light of coastal erosion. So it's an ambitious bill to try and as Aaron Ling Johansson, he's the author of the bill, says, we're trying to strike a balance between, you know, taking care of our own needs here, but also our environment, our climate.
Yeah, just yesterday afternoon, I was driving on the other side of the island and happened to go by Ka'ava, you know, which the roads are just being undermined, you know, by our rising sea levels. So, yeah, it's something we've got to face. You've got to deal with
that. Yeah, be careful when you're up in Ka'ava that you don't, you know, steer too closely towards the edge there because you go right in the water. It's a very serious matter. But this, of course, is encountering or certain to encounter opposition from the rental car company's budget and so forth. Kevin didn't get any comment immediately from them, but in the past they have historically opposed any kind of increase because they already are assessed several fees to rent vehicles. It's not cheap to do so. And I think then the larger question is, well, gosh, do you just rely on taxing the tourist more and more to help the state with its own needs? Mind you, as I said, locals rent cars, rent buses, and so forth. But this really is something that is affecting people that come here. Well, as you know, there has been a trend among the state officials, tourism officials, to try and attract a higher-end spender, right? A higher-end visitor, someone who's going to spend more because they have actually been spending less historically over the years. They've been looking for bargains like, you know, Airbnb and so forth.
Right. We want maybe fewer tourists because we don't want to see the 10 million, you know, visitors like we saw. And is this the way to do it? You know, you get the folks that have fatter wallets. They can pay the taxes.
Right. And but, you know, it's a big question. I will tell you that House leadership appears to be behind this. Aaron Ling Johansson chairs one of the committees that will hear the bill. It includes Nicole Lowen and Sylvia Luke, who is, of course, chair of the Finance Committee. They chair the other two committees that this bill has to go through. That indicates that the House is quite serious about passing this. Not clear what the Senate will do if it does pass. As currently written, doesn't exactly say how much money is going to be levied on rental vehicles. But consider this, just a dollar increase on the existing rental surcharge would raise about $10 million a year. Mind you, that's during good times back when 10 million people were coming here.
Yeah, and you know, I think the one image that's burned in my brain is all those rental cars that were parked over at the Aloha Stadium. Mm. And you know, they did take a hit, but it's like, okay, do we really need that many cars? And that's a lot of gas guzzlers. So, you know, lots to weigh here.
Yeah, if it passes, the fee wouldn't go into effect until 2024. But I think we have to realize that climate change is a reality, and we've got to come up with ways to mitigate that now.
All right. Okay. Well, thanks so much, Chad.
Thanks, Catherine.
That was Honolulu Civil Beat's Chad Blair with today's reality check. To read Kevin Dayton's story, visit civilbeat.org.